Thank you for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 7 of the Loot & Dagger Podcast. We are almost done with Numenera, which is a role-playing system created by Monte Cook, set 1 billion years in Earth's future. These last two episodes are packing a lot of content, what is basically a two-part finale. If you love the show, if you miss a segment, or you simply have something to get off your chest, then let us know on Facebook or Twitter. If you don't love the show, then I'm not upset, just disappointed.
Roll once, then twice to escape the starlight. But nah, let's fight, let's sail the ship tonight. Ray guns, laser swords, now I'll use words with syllables that poison the earth. Drink it up, smoke it up, boss battles be basic. I'm riding dirty at my enemies' faces. You can't contain this stagger when I'm rolling with Loot and Dagger.
When last we left Pierce Stringer and Harold Green, they had traveled far from their home in Baytown in order to answer a distress call from a girl held captive by the Sacred Sun and to confront their leader, Abraham Brass. Their travel was stopped short by Pierce Stringer's motion sickness and also some super mutant Marcadian soldiers. After that was taken care of, they ended up in Jute, where they consumed the local ale, made friends with Kelly, a sometimes cipher hunter, and Tony, the tentacled mutant. Together, they were able to defeat the dreaded Varicliff, an insect monster that stalked the swamps and terrorized the local. Wasn't long after the death of the Varicliff that the Narthex emerged, an ancient elevator to the unknown. From here, they journeyed straight to the center of the Sacred Sun itself, and that is where we return, in mid-fight with Gregor, and within earshot of Abraham Brass himself.
The Gazer's awake. I want the Gazer to try to take a shot at him.
Okay.
Pierce looks at the Gazer. He's like, shrugs his shoulders and just kind of like, looks at him like, eh?
Roll for Gazer. Beat a 9.
11. He does 2 damage.
A red laser light erupts and, takes off his hand. He's still up, but not by much. So, Kelly, she takes her crossbow out. She's aiming right at his head. It's like, this one's for Fiend. And it goes above his head. Like, damn it. His go. He's gonna take... burning damage.
This is the first round of the... So the next time it's his turn, the dumb wall will activate?
No, So that round, I threw it out. This round, and then our next round, it will activate.
Okay.
At that point, he's trying to reach into his coat, and he pulls out another vial, this time of red liquid, and he pours it into his mouth. And he looks like he's getting better, and the flames are starting to subside. That's all he can do. Back to you guys. He's starting to get to his feet.
I'm taking aim.
Okay. Oh, why don't you and Diego take a shoulder-to-shoulder shot? Like, you ready, Diego?
That's not a bad idea. So, well, we can't really stand shoulder-to-shoulder. It's more like shoulder-to... calf.
Well,
so
describe that.
All right. So Diego looks at me. I look at Diego. We do the Diego Harold nod.
Mm-hmm.
And we both take aim at Gregor.
Roll twice. Use the best and take the damage of both of you. What? Come on.
18.
That hits.
And an 8.
So remember, 18 gives you a +2 to your damage. And you think 17's a +1, 18's a +2, 19's a +3, 20's a +4, or major effect.
Okay, I will take the damage on the 18 for my super special
rating. Describe how you murder Gregor.
Well, nothing too shabby. This is just at this point just brutality. The shot goes, basically burns a hole right through his head, and he slumps over.
Well, that's about as much as I can take. Heretic, you out there?
I hear you, Abraham. You need to come and face me.
Oh, and I do a little shaking on the gun again.
The lights in the corridor start blinking on and off.
Why don't you come in here and face me? Doors open, and the doors creak open.
What, are you not man enough to face me out here?
Oh! You see, I ain't dumb enough to walk through your field.
And the lights shimmer again.
Well, you're gonna have to wait at least 3 minutes.
I didn't... Oh, well, actually, now it is active.
Yeah.
It just activated.
While you're working on the conversation, I'm pilfering the dead body.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do that.
And examining the gun.
The gun does 6 points of damage. And it attacks speed instead of might whenever someone's rolling against it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really make a difference when it comes to people, but it was making a difference when it came to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, there is a destruct button where this can actually be thrown as a bomb. And the bomb can disable Numenera around it, along with doing 10 points of damage.
Nice. And any equipment on the dead guy? He probably had something special.
Those two items.
If you're not coming out, I'm coming in.
Why don't you sit down with me? Let's talk to Sil.
Nope. I'd like to know why you're giving me shitty reviews.
You can't possibly tell me you've come all this way for a shitty review.
Are we in there yet?
He's talking as you guys are yelling, walking through the corridor.
Well, that's a big part of it.
You walk through the big corridor. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Well, as they're talking, while they're talking, I was just kind of going through, and I'm already starting to walk in.
Okay. You're in a giant room, and in this room, there is a huge mechanical being that is looks like it's just going around, and there's a wall of dials and buttons and doodads and things all that it's tending to, and this thing is huge and it's floating, like hovering, and it has like a, it doesn't seem to pay you any attention. Off into the corner of this room, there's a section that has all these books, and there's a fire pit. And there are chairs around. And there's a... looks like an old southern man.
So, what's with that?
He has the sacred sun. He has a sacred sun robe on. He has floating orbs that are floating above his head.
So, what's the thing on the above?
Above?
Yeah, he said there's a machine that...
There's a machine floating around in here. I'm trying to... It looks like this. It looks like a spider. Now, it's floating currently. It does have four legs.
I want to use one of these immediately. If I can, when I get a chance. I see it and immediately want to use this device.
Use that device?
Machine control implant.
You don't have that. I do.
I have it right here for my
figure. Oh, that. Guy. Oh, it's different. Okay.
How are you going to use it?
When activated, the cipher splits into two pieces. One is affixiated to a Numenera device, and the other is fixated to the user. The user then can then use his mind to control the device at long range, bidding it to do anything it could normally do. Thus, a device could be activated or deactivated, and a vehicle could be piloted. The control lasts for 10 minutes. And once the device is chosen, it cannot be changed.
Okay, so you're going to try to run up to this device and slap this on it?
Well, it says once activated, the cipher splits into two pieces and it affixes to the machine that I want it to.
Oh, and it just does it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You do. Let's get to you.
So here I am.
I have a mechanical spider now.
So Harold now has that. Well, now that we've taken your mechanical henchman out of the way.
The Angel of Steel.
Whatever you want to call it.
It is a relic that we worship.
So what's your problem with me, Abraham?
My problem with you is they were calling a name. And he points, and what you guys see as you enter the room is a large whirling vortex.
I also want to assess.
And it looks, I'm going to show you guys a picture. Obviously, people can't hear it, but in the back of the room, there's a large whirling vortex of radiant light energy.
And how far away is that from this guy? Like, is he sitting?
This room is fucking huge. Mm. When you walk in, you realize this is like a warehouse.
Gotcha.
And the other one in the warehouse, well, I mean, within
like a hangar.
It's like a hangar bay. And it looks like Abraham has his own section of his hangar bay that he has a bed here and has food
around.
How
far away from him?
You guys at this point, if you're walking through the hangar bay, you can get to him and just run up to him at this point. But
I'm walking up. Pierce is walking up to him. So what's your problem with me? But while he's walking, he's running an assessment on the orbs that you said were going around his head?
Yeah. I won't even make you roll for this.
I'm telling the spider to get between this guy and the swirling energy.
The spider is now stopping what it was doing, which you don't know what it was doing, because you can just control it, but you can't read its mind or anything. You just tell it what to do now, right?
Controlling. I'm telling it to get between Abraham and the swirling vortex.
It quickly floats down between Abraham and you.
And whatever weapons it has, train on him, if it has.
Actually, it does. Its face also has a beam cannon affixed to it.
Okay. Target Abraham. Just keep him targeted.
It does.
Ready to fire. Yeah.
Pierce is walking around that. He doesn't care. He's going to get face
to face. The orbs are creating a magnetic field around Abraham.
What are they made of?
They're made of ancient technologies that are just asphyxiated to him. And you feel like this is different. This isn't like a cipher or an artifact. It's almost like he became a nano of such great power. This just appeared like he's his own race now, in a way. Like he's mutated. And these orbs are just around him, but you, basically 5 feet out from him is a magnetic field. Nothing metal. You can look around, it's all wood around him.
But those things look like they're made out of metal.
They look like they're made out of metal, but they're inside the, they're inside the...
I have a, so I'm using my trickery to kind of keep talking to him.
Yeah, of course.
And Pierce is talking to him about, you know, the shitty reviews. So he's got his mind focused on that.
Like,
this is confusing Abraham, like, to the point, like, really, you want to talk to me about this now?
Look, I'm telling you right now.
I'm just training my pistol on it, so is Diego.
You can't kill a god, and that's what I become.
And you're no god, Abraham. You're no better than the technology that surrounds you.
He laughs as he starts floating up. And he kicks the chair behind him.
I'll take a shot with the spider. As soon as he does that.
Okay. Roll me a D12.
A D12?
I'm sorry, D20. And just roll, you're going to have to beat a 15.
It misses.
And he, storyboarding it, he does that number and the beam goes wide, right?
He makes it happen?
He thinks he does. You know it missed. Something wasn't right quiet at the targeting. He goes...
maybe you should sit down while we're talking to you.
He's like, I've been playing you since day one. I needed that machine fixed out there. With my new signal in place, I can speak to them. I can bypass Eridamus. All them. Speak to the true gods out there.
Well, they
call
you.
Me.
They want
call
you
my people. Thank you. And you should die now. Might as well sacrifice yourself to the void.
You still haven't told me why you're giving me the shitty reviews. And I reach back. Pierce reaches back behind his pouch and he pulls out a glass sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And throws it at the orbs.
Ooh.
And
what's this glass sphere do?
This glass sphere is the sphere of metal death, which explodes in a stream of foam that covers an area 3 feet by 3 feet, transforming any metal object it touches into brittle, thin glass. And the foam affects metal all the way up to 6 inches.
All right, so here's what happens. That five-foot sphere around him that you couldn't see, but he could feel. Or actually, he could feel. No one could see it. The magnetic field around him now becomes glass.
It's like, pull trigger.
Shatter the glass?
I was already trained on him.
I'm walking through to, like, just break through the glass.
All right. He crits on his roll for fighting. So you guys do your roll. But it doesn't matter because he's going to start first, I guess.
That would be his initiative?
His initiative.
Okay.
For fighting.
I got 11.
So initiative of 3.
We're going to say, storyboarding, you shoot. The glass breaks. The spheres, the metal orbs are still rotating around him.
Okay. So it's his turn.
It is his turn.
Do I have to roll for my spider, or does that go for me? Go at the same time.
That'll go with you.
Okay.
So what he does is he takes his arms and he claps them together, and everybody will take a speed check, 15, as all of his books start flying at you.
19.
5.
All right. You will be taking 5 points of speed damage as these books start trying to attack you.
Bypassing armor?
Bypassing armor.
Okay.
They're clinging to you. They're trying to hold you down. They're trying to rip at you with its with all the pages. You will drown in my knowledge.
Really?
Yeah, really. Abraham will show you the way. Oh, killing is wrong. She is now in the same boat as you.
Do I take damage? Or did I dodge it?
You
I rolled a 19.
Yeah, you dodge it.
Better dodge it with a 19.
I will, I know. Just saying.
And you gained plus 2 might.
And Kelly's not doing too hot. But she's up. She's trying to get her crossbow out, fighting off these books. So now it's
my turn.
Your turn. Pierce Ringer, do something.
All right. I'm going to. I'm gonna take aim at one of the orbs. It doesn't really matter which one.
Okay.
That's hovering around him, and I just want to try and shoot it.
Okay. Do you take a DM intrusion?
I take a DM intrusion.
Take this. The orb, as you start to shoot it, actually shoots out at you. It sensed what you were about to do, and essentially sacrifice itself for Abraham. And you're going to take 5 points of speed damage. Ooh. As it starts help, like it's going to start, like it comes right at you and it starts
so good.
Like pelting you.
and it's trying to create like its own magnetic like barrier around you. That's why it's taking speed damage. It's actually trying to slow you down, and it's starting to like roll, like it's starting to like cycle around you faster and faster and faster, trying to pull you down, trying to slow you down.
Okay.
So all your movement is slowed at this point. That's just slower, like for storyboarding's sake.
Can I take my have my gazer do something?
Yes.
I want my gazer to take a shot at another one.
Okay. Roll.
16.
All right. Gazer shoots at one, and it falls to the ground, pings lifelessly, the metal sphere. As that happened, Abraham starts hovering down to the ground. It's like, you are quite nasty.
Just wait.
It's your turn now?
Yep.
All right.
So, this is going to be interesting. I'll go ahead and get this ready.
All right.
I'm going to run over to Abraham. As I'm running, I'm going to activate my phase changer to unphase myself.
Okay.
What the plan is I'm going to activate the bomb on this gun, stick it in him while I phase in, so the gun phases inside of him.
Holy shit.
And it's going to destruct inside of Abraham.
How would you...
All right. I figure that's going to take two actions, so I'm using the XP card for that.
All right. You're going to use one action to phase, another action to try to place this in him as you're running past. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Expending all effort I can to make this happen.
How much speed do you got?
At the moment, 7.
Spend 5.
I now have 2 speed left.
Beat a 3.
Fifteen.
Both you describe the movie moment that happens now. That you'd like to be the coolest thing that the way Abraham gets dismantled.
As I'm running, before I phase out, I kind of glance over to Pierce and be like, "Hey, buddy, this is for you." And then you see me disappear.
Because we still have to.
Because you're still not talking like.
That's in my mind.
Normal. Yeah.
Yeah. So after that, you kind of look around. I'm guessing Abraham's like, "Where'd that boy go?" You see me phase in behind him, pulling my hand out of him as I phase, not holding the pistol anymore. I then ride the lightning back to my original spot and look at you and go, boom.
You accept that?
I like it. I like it.
A legit plume of smoke, fire, billows out behind you. It looks super cool in slow motion. It happens as you said it does. Abraham is no more.
I want that orb. The last two, the one that's on me and the one that was on him.
The orb around you slows. And it hovers right in front of you.
I examine it.
It is something, obviously, so ancient in Numenera. So ancient and whatever. You couldn't possibly just understand it, but roll me a Numenera check and beat a 9.
Beat a 9. 10.
This is as well as you can tell, not only is it's controlling matter around it in a lot of weird and crazy ways. What you know is it's blocking a signal of some sort. It's part of its purpose is to constantly be in motion, constantly disrupt things around it to block, like, data sphere signals out there.
Is it machine?
It's a machine.
I want to use a charm machine on it.
By the way, I tell the spider just in case, until its time goes by, to deactivate itself.
It does.
I remove any power source it has.
Alright. The Angel of Steel is now dismantled. The other orb comes over to the orb that's in front of you, and they start rotating around each other. And what you understand is it's talking to you in a way. It says, which master do you accept? And that's, there's alien languages going on, but it seems to asphyxiate to you. It says, the collective or the others. For we are far more powerful than the collective. Accept our gift as Abraham did, and you can be a god. That's what it's rotating around you. It's rotating in front of you. At this point, you realize this isn't exactly just a... This is like a communicator of sorts.
Wait. The bomb. The pistol bomb. It destroys Numenera. These things aren't Numenera. These are machines.
I forgot it destroys Numenera. Thanks for ruining all my hopes and dreams, Chris. The other one blows up. You only have the one in front of you.
Only have the one in front of me. And using charm machine doesn't do anything for me.
You charm the fact that you get a choice.
I get a choice.
Oh. And blinking into existence, walking around the area now, Zeradamus. It's like the signal is weakened.
You're welcome. Now where's my wife? Give me back my family.
He points to the vortex. If you wear the armor, you can go in.
What armor?
And all your wishes can come true. The armor of passage. The vortex accepts only the armor of passage.
Where is this armor?
And he looks, seems as though your friend has a choice.
I look at the machine, I say, I choose the collective.
Please don't fuck this up for me, Pierce. You hear in your head.
Oh, Pierce Ringer. Your name echoes through the stars. We will find you. And it starts... You will become ours. You'll become a host.
I'm my own host.
And it drops... And it just rolls away.
I kick it one time.
It's pretty heavy metal.
It hurts. Mm-hmm. I'll take a point of speed damage for that.
Hey guys, take an XP.
I can give this back to you. For my awesome killing.
Eridamus is now fully able to, you see him. He's not on the brink. He's not in a weird... thing. He's in full, like, he is still...
He's corporeal-ish.
He's corporeal-ish.
It's like, corporeal?
It has been a while since I've been able to walk and speak freely. Thank you. They are still dying, and we'll still need your help. But you're almost there.
You need to let the others know. They need to see you and hear your voice.
And I need the armor.
The armor, and he holds his hands out, and there's a map. And it's the maze that you were in. The armor is in here. Go, don the armor, come back. For in your current form, you cannot... You could not go through the vortex and live.
By the way, was Andre holding anything, like a scepter or something that basically signified that he was like the leader or the...
Who?
Abraham. Sorry. Yeah.
No.
Any identifying thing that people would have known him by?
No, I mean, he would... What you understand is that he probably came out quite a bit. He would come out and, like, say, I'm your leader, you do what I say.
Is his head still there?
His head? No, he's exploded.
Okay, just make sure.
He is
we
done,
don't need, we have,
done, done.
We have this other guy.
Then I'm going to get the armor.
You all must wear the armor.
Now, we'll all go together. But you need to speak with these people. They need to know that Abraham was false. And that they can all speak to you now.
You're right.
And also, to follow Pierce Ringer's amazing adventures through the gaze. Because it's a great show. And damn it, Harold. You had to blow him up before I figured out why he hated my show so much.
That was my one chance to get my wife back. Sorry for your reviews. Seriously,
Erdamus nods his head. He says, it's what must be done. So they walk over to the elevator.
Before we leave that room, I want to scan for any... If there's anything I can scavenge.
Oh, ciphers. Ciphers everywhere.
He's just gonna make it rain.
It's just wait. Well,
so
the dust has settled. Kelly has dropped to the ground, breathing heavy.
Pierce walks over and puts this device on her chest, and it kind of clicks. And she's looking at him all confused.
She's like, "This is a bad time to ask me out on a date."
Think of home.
Yeah, okay.
And, okay, so it's 1d6 plus 4. 8. So 800 times is the distance that she can travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I want her to think of home, to go home.
Erdamus looks at the device, and he puts his hand on her shoulder. It's like, you've done well. You can go home now. And he cranks the device up even further in a device level, then and she goes,
oh my god, it's gonna blow up,
and she goes and she pops out. She should be home by now.
We're
gonna be fucking legends.
Okay, so I want to do two more things, or I want to do a couple things. And I guess this is to your approval.
Okay.
And if I have to, I'll spend an XP to change your mind. the sphere that was floating around him.
Yeah.
It's not destroyed, it's just not functioning, right?
You're talking about the metal orbs and
yep.
stuff? At this point, they drop to the ground and they no longer function.
Okay.
They're essentially an empty... They're just spears of metal.
I have a repair unit that I've had. Device becomes a multi-armed sphere that floats. It repairs one designated Numenera device. That has been damaged but not destroyed. It can even create spare parts unless the GM rules the parts are too specialized or rare. Repair time is 1d100 plus 20 minutes.
Okay.
What are you trying to repair?
I'm trying to repair that sphere so that I can...
This is perfect, because I don't want to give you a DM intrusion.
Oh, all right, I'll take it.
In fact, I'm going to give you 2 XP for this. I'm going to give you 1 XP. Because it will affect you later, maybe. We'll see. You use this to repair it. The orb floats up, and it looks at you, and it scans you, then it scans you, then it scans you. And then it shakes until it violently forces itself into your chest, and it digs and then melts away into your skin.
Hmm.
Your eyes shoot back in the, up in your head. You go to your knees, and what you see is a vision of the stars. Way into the stars. Past planets, past more planets, until you get to a planet full of pods. A pod opens up. There are many pods like it, but this pod is yours.
Deja vu. Did you just wake up from the Matrix?
It is not you. This is a machine that comes out of this pod. Like it's born and its only existence is to end you. Pierce Ringer.
Wait, it looks just like him?
No, it does not look like
him. He said this
all.
Is you. Yeah, sorry.
This machine is for you. The machine looks every bit like a Voltron-ish type thing with all kinds of gnarly mechanisms and spinning whirly bits and like a whipping tail of mechanical parts. And it starts flying into space. Pierce Ringer, you've been marked for termination. Please stand by.
Great.
This is deja vu to you. Like, you felt like maybe yeah. This had happened before.
This has happened before.
Your gazer pops out a screen in front of you, and there's a countdown timer. It says 21 days.
Great. Do I wake up out of this?
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, your gazer's counting down.
No, you can't see that.
He can.
Oh, he can see the countdown?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was in that gazer room again.
Oh, no. You're not in the gazer room now. What you're in now is, when you were seeing that, you were like, it was like you were hovering, like a hovering spectacle thing, just gazing at
out of body experience.
Out of body experience. Yeah. And then when you wake up, you see the countdown timer.
All right, gazer. Don't have to show me.
It's like and at this point, the gazer's almost like a worried dog. It's like trying to like, but 21 days. 21 days.
All right, I get it.
Is this, beep, your, stooks, drops,
is this for your impending doom?
This
is for your impending doom, isn't it?
Something bad's coming.
Can I have your stuff?
No.
I mean, you know, if you go...
Aerodamus,
the gift takes over all my things.
Aerodamus says, shall we proceed?
Yes, I need that armor.
Been a big day. And a big
we
day.
Need that armor, and we need to get to the vortex immediately.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm going to run do a recovery roll. That's 2 plus my level.
Yep.
5.
I'm doing recovery roll.
You get one instant, and you get one after 15 minutes, and then one after an hour. If you're walking down the corridor to the elevator, there's actually a pounding door. Hey! Let me out! Let me out! You hear like a door that's rattling.
The elevator that we used to come up here?
No, there were four doors.
Gotcha.
On the in this corridor.
So I walk over. Pierce walks over to the door, turns the knob. Is it open?
Opens for you.
Okay. Opens up.
There's a guy there. He's younger. He's kind of shaking. He's like, hey.
Who are you?
Can I? Who are you?
I'm Pierce Ringer.
I'm Shom.
Shom? Was here to find you. Are you alright?
Yeah. Now I am.
Let's get over to your sister.
Okay.
By the way, big dude's dead. Pull him up.
I pick him up and...
Okay. He starts walking with you. You notice in this room, there's all kinds of medical supplies in there, all kinds of shots, things like that. Like,
I want to pilfer a few.
These are not necessarily ciphers. These are just medicines, and a lot of them look like antidotes that make you kind of more susceptible to ideas and things of that nature.
Hmm.
They were like in a rack, like they were behind a locked door that you can easily, at this point, break through or whatever.
I'll take a couple of them, mostly as an example to show the people what was going on.
Yeah. Okay. You guys, once you get to the elevator...
I want to put my hand on the elevator and ask it how I can save it. Pierce puts a hand over and he thinks to the elevator. He's like, how can I save you?
Vortex. Make the right wish.
What's the right wish?
Aridama says, you know it when it's there. When you're there.
Hmm. I asked the elevator. Pierce, like, in his head, he's like, all right, take us down to the main floor.
Hmm. Just for the sake of it.
Aridama says, I'll see you there.
No, before he leaves, before the sake of it, I want to scan him.
Aridama?
Yeah, see how powerful he is.
Aridamus is off the charts.
Okay, that's what I thought. Continue.
Mm-hmm. But not corporal. Or not, he's not real, in a sense. Think of him like a communication. Like a
projection?
Message. A projection.
Hmm.
You get the feeling he can interact with Numenera devices, but he's not real. He can't really touch you. He can't really... You notice that whenever, when you put his hand... He went through...
He didn't actually touch it. He just was like...
His hand went through his hand like a ghost. And went through Pierce's hand like a ghost. And he just amped up the power level of the device.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
You go down to the elevator. The elevator takes you down. And there is a... You look at the back of Aridamus. And he goes... Welcome. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Everyone is looking at you, surprised, angry, frightened. What have you done?
I hold up one of the vials. Abraham was using this to mislead you guys.
We also blew him up. You're free to do whatever.
A couple people say, oh, thank God. And other people are like, what? Our leader?
Yep, he's dead.
He was speaking on the behalf of the gods.
No, he wasn't.
Aridama says, it's true. For I'm the voice of the collective. I'm the voice of the Sacred Sun. You are the children that have helped us. And we are dying. If you not let these two pass, so they can don the armor, the sacred armor, the armor of passage, then we will die.
I look around the room for Ivana.
Mm-hmm. She's peeking her head out of the door.
I get Shom. Pierce takes Shom and like points him her way.
He's like, says, go. Oh my God, Ivana. Ivana! And she goes, Shom! And they have like that heartwarming embrace, you know? Like, a couple people clap.
We can see we're getting blocked.
You're not getting blocked. Everyone's very confused. Looks like about half the people are in your favor, half the people are not. Aridama says, I assure you, Abraham was intentionally blocking your gods from speaking to you. I am the voice of the collective. I am the voice of the Sacred Sun. He looks at you. I don't know what else to say to them.
So Pierce...
And a couple people are dropping their knees. They're crying. They're seeing Aridamus. And they've never seen Aridamus. In the past, the voice of the collective was always the leader of the Sacred Sun. You know, the voice was always Abraham. And before Abraham, there was someone else.
So Pierce walks out in front of Aridamus and
He has the vials. Mm-hmm. And who among you know alchemy? Who among you understand?
There are two that raise their hand in the back.
Come and take a look at this liquid.
They push their way forward.
Abraham was using this to alter your minds, to listen to his words, and to be susceptible to his teachings, which were false. He was no more the voice of your God than...
I'm normal.
What he said. His herald is not normal.
The bear is shaking behind you, kind of like peering around your kneecaps at this point. The gazer.
Yeah, but they don't know that, Diego.
The gazer is hovering above your head. He speaks the truth. These vials. They do what he says. Abraham was poisoning us. And to what end? Looks at you. What, to what end?
Unfortunately, he perished before we could find out his ultimate goals, but it seemed like he was trying to build his own army on his behalf. He was infected with power. Another controlled him.
Aradamus nods. In the past, the far past, the Collective have had many enemies. This could have been one. Perhaps some existence of it, some remnant of it still existing.
They called themselves the Others.
Future. For now, the armor.
I have the map. It's marked on the maze where it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay here. I'll hurry and bring it back.
I have to know where I'm going.
I know. I go ahead and zip to the map. To where it is.
Aradamus looks at you. He's like, you must also don the armor. Go with him.
He's already zipped off, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can still...
Oh. Mentally.
Yeah, you were this
Pierce, way. Pierce is like, heavy sigh. In his head actually says the words, heavy sigh.
Heavy sigh.
Harold, come back and bring me to the damn armor. I need to roll.
You're in a room. You're going to roll for something
used
else.
Haven't you gotten used to this already?
No. Never used to it.
As soon as you enter this room, you notice there's a spot leading up to a... before you, there are two floating crystals. They are to the sides of you. And leading... And right in front of you, there are steps that lead up to a bed, basically. And around the bed is a pool of silvery liquid. The two crystals, as soon as you pop in, they start scanning you. What would this be called? A formidable challenge. As it scans you.
Gotta scan it right back. Okay.
It scans you, and it wants to remake you somehow.
Is this an intellect?
This is going to be an intelligence check.
All right, so one, I want to go ahead and use this pill that I found. So Pierce pulls this, like, kind of tells it's going into his mind. He pulls this, digging through his pouch, pulls out this little pill, which for the next 28 hours... He is trained in intellect defense.
Okay.
Which, if you'll let me, for 28 hours, I am specialized in resist mental intelligence defense.
Intelligence defense.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to
resist. He eats it, and he's...
This is on a other worldly level.
Okay. So he eats it, and he's got intelligence
21. Defense. You guys beat a 21 to withstand whatever it's going to try to do to you.
Even with my defense?
You can try to beat an 18. Oh, you can be an 18.
Okay.
I just thought of something. This completely has nothing to do with what's going on now, but... So I had that visage changer. I could have changed myself to look like... What's his name?
Abraham.
Abraham. And I would have been, God, walk out there and talk like Foghorn Leghorn. I was like, now y'all listen here. Y'all need to denounce what I said. New travelers, they're your new leaders now.
I said, boy, don't listen to me.
Now you gotta understand, I ain't gonna be around forever. Actually, I'm not gonna be around for the next few minutes because I'm leaving to go on vacation.
I'm retiring from the God business.
Damn it.
All right. Can we spend effort to drop that?
If you'd like to.
Well, I'll spend one effort.
I'll spend two.
You have no idea if this is good or bad. It is just doing something to you on an...
Actually, you know what? I allow it to happen.
Okay.
I don't fight it at all.
Okay.
I still fight it.
Do it.
I'm not going to spend an effort, though. I'm going to try and beat an 18.
Try to beat an 18.
14.
Hey, you were close. You guys, roll me a 1d... 1, 2, 3, 6.
1d6?
Mm-hmm.
2.
Both you rolled a 2?
Yeah.
Creepy. That's like the fourth time we've done that.
Yeah.
Our dice are mag-loaded.
Each character gains the ability to speak a new language almost immediately. It is, however, a weird language. Very difficult for him to physically speak. Moreover, much of the vocabulary he learns are creatures, places, objects, and so forth that he cannot understand.
Wait, say that again? The last part?
More so, much of the vocabulary he learns are for creatures, places, objects, and so forth that he cannot understand. Basically, creatures and places so alien you don't even understand it.
Why do we have to roll the same
thing? And, of course, no one else in Ninth World speaks this language. Roll me another d6.
4. Okay, 1.
You cry out in pain. You go through a molecular restructure that takes 1 full minute. When it is done, you are 3 inches taller.
Oh, God.
You...
Be as tall as me!
You start floating into the air.
Well, this is new.
He floats up and now he's as tall as me. You can look me in the eye now.
You're kind of swimming in the air.
I'm hearing the Mario water stage music.
I've got a really
two
bad
crystal
feeling
spheres
about this.
That are the two crystal spheres that are floating in the air that did this to you. They are looks like they're recharging.
Yeah, I'll go for another round.
I'm just swimming in the air. I can't. I'm dog paddling.
I go and I just push him a little bit.
The
does
in front
does
of
he
you,
move?
There's again. There is a there's what looks like kind of like a bed, and around it is a silvery liquid. And above that bed, you notice now there's a giant claw of a hand.
I've seen this game before. There's got to be a joystick around here somewhere. So the crystals are recharging?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to zip up to the silvery liquid.
Okay. It is weird. It is. Are you trying to, put your hand in it, or what are you trying to do?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I put my hand in it, though.
When you put your hand in it, it starts burning. And... I want you to take 1 point of might damage.
Okay.
As you're trying to take almost like this molten, liquidy metal, you're trying to... It's like, ah!
Oh, it burns!
You're still floating? You can kind of control your floating.
No, but before you did that, I did give him a little push. See if it moves.
I want to... kind of look around the room and see if I understand what mechanics are happening.
Roll me a Numenera check.
You do what you did to my bear, make
11.
It talk back to me?
You're guessing perhaps that bed is more of like an altar. This liquid has maybe something to do with the armor. It's not quite coming together, though.
I have an idea. I need you to... Okay, hold on. I got a great idea.
I don't like the look on your face.
First off, I look up at the crystals. Can you turn my bear into a real boy?
Oh, he's in there too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is my gazer.
Roll a 1d6.
5.
A small animal appears, molecule by molecule, and it looks every bit like a bear. And is looking right at your toy bear. And they start fighting.
Oh, God.
Two little bears fighting. Oh, no. Well, this is adorable.
Do they look the same? Like, same size and everything?
Keep that mental image in your head because you stop floating and you fall.
And hit the ground.
Do you accept a DM intrusion?
Yeah, I accept the DM intrusion.
You fall in liquid.
Oh.
The liquidy... burning metal.
Is he up there with me? I thought he was. I had to go for
he was
you
floating.
Shoved me.
You shoved him. I'm going to say the DM intrusion is you gotcha, shoved gotcha. Him in the direction that you were going. You went off to go do your thing. Okay. He's floating above you like, damn it. And then you stop floating.
No, it's like, oh, look, a bear fight.
You guys are both looking at the bears fight. He's like, that's both cute.
Well, that is new.
Weird.
Pierce, quick, get out of the tub and go lay on the bed.
Wait, and so give me the description.
This is what I was going
for. And it's the metal is like around the altar?
The metal is around the altar. You can walk right up to the altar. It looks like a bed.
Yeah.
But around it is this liquid metal. But you can walk up the stairs and get right on the altar.
This was my idea, Pierce. Lay on the altar now.
You need to take 3 points of my damage since you were all up in it and you're trying to shake it all off as you're trying to get out of
the Negates armor?
Negates armor. Thank you, Pierce. You need to roll a d20 for your bear to see if it's winning a fight.
18.
It takes out a little bear brass knuckle.
Where'd you get those, Diego?
And it looks at you and it does a shh motion. And then it punches the actual bear straight in the face. And it collapses in a pool of little bear blood. and it kind of huffs and it puts it back in and it points at the crystals and he goes,
I wanted you to be a real bear. I want you to live a full life full of emotion and love.
And while Pierce is trying to get
lay on the altar
out of the stairs,
you hear a chattering as the crystals start.
Oh, well, here we go again.
I just want the armor. Pierce yells that out.
Wheel of Molecules.
Okay, we're going to start intensifying this a little bit. So roll me another D6 each of you. And I'm not using their chart.
3.
Yeah, so if another me appears. 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Molecule by molecule. Mary appears.
Ooh. I'd leave and never come back into the game for me. Mary.
She takes your face.
You're gonna hit me, aren't you?
And she tries
to. No!
And she's trying to.
To eat me?
She starts screaming.
I read her mind.
It's screaming. Screaming. Screaming.
I scan. Eternal,
screaming.
I scan her. What is... What? This is not Mary.
No.
What is this?
This is a molecule by molecule representation of something that was just in your mind that it scanned. And it, can only last for about 5 seconds before, and then you look over at the bear with the pool of blood, it's gone.
Uh-huh.
That's probably a bad idea, or I'm not going to do anything.
But it is very angry.
I'm next to the altar,
it
right?
Wants to replace you. It wants to wrap itself around you.
Normally, baby, I'd be all about this. And normally, what I'm about to do would be followed by some love. I grab the facsimile of Mary and do like It's just like slam her on the altar.
You slam Mary on the altar?
Yeah.
As soon as you slam Mary on the altar, the hand comes down, takes Mary, grabs her, and drowns it into the liquid. And then glowing, everything's glowing, and then it comes up. Brings it back on the altar. She's encased in armor, and it is solid steel. And it looks like a robot suit of some sort.
That's why I told you to get on the bed!
I'm trying. DM hasn't let me yet.
Make sure you roll. Oh, you rolled a d6. What'd you get?
3. I've climbed my way.
We know how it works now!
Character is knocked unconscious. Begin sleeping.
And I'm on the stairs. Almost to the altar.
Yeah, and you...
And I just...
There's a nice time for a nap.
I guess I can go now.
You can go.
I'm a nap.
Push that off.
Wait, take roll him. For the bear.
6.
Liquid begins to condense all over the bear's body until he's completely coated in an orange syrup mixture. It is bitter, but not poisonous. However, it is very difficult to clean. And it's weirdly repellent to other liquids, and sticky and gummy.
I'll just hedge magic it off of him.
That was
if
it
I can.
He's just like...
Sorry, buddy! Maybe the next... Maybe in the next 6 seconds it'll go away.
The bear basically is like a series of sensor beeps, like beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Okay, for my turn, I grab Pierce. I push the Mary facsimile off of the altar.
Yeah.
I take Pierce.
I dunk. Sorry, buddy.
It's like, sorry. I dunk him in the liquid.
There's more. You come to right as you see this giant claw coming down on you.
I dunk him into the fucking hot liquid first to make sure he's fully coated, and then I plop him on the altar.
Take 3 points of metal damage. Fiery metal damage.
Oh my god, what the fuck? You son of a bitch!
And then it grabs you.
And then they go, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
As it grabs you.
And then he's just like,
Also, and it states this, when you awake, you are unnaturally thirsty. When you awake.
Oh my god, he's son of a... I'm gonna...
My mouth is so dry!
My mouth is so dry! Shit, the claw! What is it?
Clank! Clank! The claw glass melts around you.
It's taking me back to the
metal. It's taking you back?
No!
Moments before it drops you, you realize the claw protects you. It coats you in some kind of shield that you couldn't have seen from anywhere else, that only the claw could do. And then it dumps you in this metal. You feel like you're gonna. Exactly, all that.
It's just about bad.
It pulls you out of the.
Oh my god, that was
it
so
pulls you
funny.
Out of the metal. The metally liquid.
Why
and it
you
puts you back on the altar. And you now have a protected suit. Give yourself 4 points of armor on top of. This is just 4 points of armor. And an additional 100 points of just armor against fire and heat. Anything involving fire or heat, you have 100 points of armor. If you suffer more than 4 points of damage at once, the armor is breached.
My original armor? Or my original armor has been burned off now.
We're going to say your original armor is burned off.
All this for 1 extra point of armor.
Well, for me, it was 2, still.
But what you realize while you're in this armor is that, it is nice and cool.
To 100% resistance to fire.
And heat. 100 resistance.
100 plus.
100 points of armor against fire and heat.
And maybe you're not thirsty anymore.
Why'd you have to dump me in there again?
I motion for Diego to come up here.
Okay.
I dunk him in the liquid.
No, he was dead.
No, Diego had that coating that was resistant to pretty much
yes.
everything. Yes. Oh.
That's got to negate it.
You understand, by the way, that that's useless, what he's doing.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Am I coherent enough to try to explain? But he's already doing it.
He's already doing it. Watching and it the happen. Movie moment of this, Matt, Diego's still going to take like a point of like... And you're gonna put him on the altar?
Yeah.
You're getting off the altar, right?
Yeah, I'm getting off. I'm stepping off and I'm
what if he double dip?
Pierce walks out, he's just like, dude, that was completely
you got kind of absolutely, a basically you look like RoboCop right now.
That was completely, absolutely fucking unnecessary. Just stand. Actually, no.
And again, the arm comes down, no. Takes Diego, brings it back up, and you see, like, watch, and it's a slight shield pops up around Diego, and
actually, I'm like, no, it's your fucking turn.
I voluntarily cannonball into the liquid.
Oh God.
You need to take 4 points of mind damage.
Done.
And I grab him, I yank him out and throw him on the thing, and then I kick him in the head really quick.
One more point of mind damage from the kick in the head.
Can I roll to block it?
Sure.
13?
I say you block it.
Yeah.
Not this time. You're an ass. Take me!
This is my calling! Diego has the cutest little robot like armor on now. Mechanized.
I motion for the gazer to go and
it's like
plop on the.
Is all the goo off of him now? And he's just like, he looks like a little. Oh my god!
He looks like a little robot.
Teddy cop!
He looks like a teddy cop. Same thing happens to you. You get your nice sheen of armor.
Same stats?
Yes. 4 points of armor, 100 points of armor against fire and heat.
I motion for the gazer just to go to the altar.
It hovers over the altar. It looks a little shaky and scared. The arm comes down, does the same thing to him. He comes out looking much the same.
Oh,
but what a nice sheen. Of
I didn't have to dunk you.
No. That's why I kicked you in the head.
Oh!
Yeah, that whole thing, the dunking was completely unnecessary.
Sorry about that.
So Pierce, like, when Pierce got his thing, he, like, walks down the stairs and he's like... You know, that part where you're dunking was completely never mind. Because he was going to throw you in, but then you're just like, get him all! You're like,
this is for Mary!
I thought this was part of it!
How come you only took 3 points? I took 4. We both get covered.
Because you cannonballed.
You cannonballed. And then you have to scramble out of that.
Shouldn't I have dispersed the liquid then?
Don't argue with me on this one. You took 4 points of dumb damage.
Although that did offer up the funniest part of this game session that actually hurt. Why the fuck is...
You are now donning the armor.
Can we roll for recovery?
Yes.
7.
I am healed.
I am entirely healed.
Okay, we done that.
All right.
You can't do it again for 10 hours.
Harold, do you want to zip us back over to the...
Wait, is he wearing a helmet? So is he puking in the helmet?
I don't want to tell you that. You are wearing helmets, though.
Wait, how do you go to the bathroom?
Like that.
Just like that.